Meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee on Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has everyone had the opportunity to review the minutes from last month's meeting? If so, I'll entertain a motion to move the minutes as written.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Motion made by Legislator Litz. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion, all opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. We'll go into resolutions. Resolution number 206, establishing capital project number 592, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, Fire Alarm and Heating Cooling Controls Upgrade, Department of Public Works. This is for $600,000 capital project.
I'll move it.
I'll second for discussion.
Okay. Anybody want to talk on it? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I believe that's already been done, Mr. Chair.
I'll second.
You made the motion for discussion, right? I'm asking for a motion to pass it.
I'll make a motion to pass it.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill.
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
I will abstain.
Abstention due to work-related employment. Okay. All righty. Resolution number 209, approving the execution of a contract for $208,300.
Dean, you skipped over 208.
Oh, excuse me. I did. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Herb.
No problem.
Approving the execution of a contract for $357,624 entered into by the county ADT Commercial LLC, DAB Red Hawk Fire and Security, New York Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
For discussion, second for discussion?
Second.
Okay. Anybody want to talk on it? Okay. All righty. I'll entertain a motion to pass it.
No motion.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 209, approving the execution of a contract for $208,300 entered into by the county Eastern Heating and Cooling Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
I'll move for discussion.
Second. Legislator Cahill, second by Legislator Heppner. Brian, you got something?
Yeah, real quick. Is this for a specific building or is this a contract that covers just like maintenance and things like that?
This is resolution 209, right?
It is
just for UCLIC. It is really? For the heating and cooling modules in the building.
So and we just passed one to control the to update the controls, right?
This is the contract for that capital.
Oh, so there's no money associated with 206. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, you're just approving the budget and that.
Got it. Thank you. Yep, nope. Got it.
Any other discussion? I'll entertain a motion to pass it.
Moved.
Legislator Heppner moves it. Do I hear a second?
Green.
Legislator Green seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
I'll abstain. Purposes
abstain. Of Legislator Lips abstain due to work. Resolution number 212, amending capital project number 530. Excuse me?
210. We need 210, Chairman Fabiano.
Okay, resolution number 210, establishing capital project number 569, purchase of county fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works, Central Garage, move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz. Manager Joe, did you want to just talk on it?
No, I'd really like to just ask Saja if she wants to summarize so that everybody understands. We've talked about this, I believe, in energy and environment, and all my questions are answered, but others may have some questions.
And I believe this is the capital for county fleet vehicles, not
right.
for not buses.
This is for DPW fleet vehicles, not the buses.
Correct. Okay, so a motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 212. Amending capital project number 539, Shungum Kill Bridge rehabilitation in the town of I can never say this.
Shawangum.
PIN number 8762.16 to increase funding for construction bridge, New York certifications or reimbursement request for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
Move for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill.
I have a question, Chairman Fabiano.
Go ahead.
So this came up in the chair's meeting last week, and the people from that area don't even know what bridge this is. Could somebody identify the exact location of this bridge and what road it's on or whatever?
It's on County Road 18. And that's what I have in terms of the location.
So you don't know where it is either then. I'm just kidding.
I'll look it up for you while we're talking here.
Yeah. No, I mean, that came up. Everybody's like, well, I don't even know where this bridge is. The bridges on that road look pretty good to me, you know? I want to bring it back to our caucus, Don. When you get an opportunity, you can just.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litz, second.
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is Commissioner Jackson with us tonight?
He unfortunately could not make it tonight.
Okay, thank you. Resolution number 214, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $445,470.94 entered into by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, PC, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
For discussion? You moving it for discussion, Herb, or?
I mean, it is the inspection contract for the resolution number 212.
Correct.
Okay, so motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 215, approving the execution of a contract for $2,312,440 entered into by the County Ing Civil Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move it for discussion.
Motion made by legislators Litz for discussion. Do I have a second?
Second, Heppner.
Okay, Legislator Heppner seconds it.
I'm early.
Any questions for?
Yes. Can somebody explain the contract?
Yeah.
My apologies. I was looking up the info for Legislator Cahill. Is this Resolution 215?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. This is for the construction of the Shongum Kill Bridge, the replacement of it.
Oh, this is the contractor.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Very good. Thank you. I'll move.
Any other? Okay. Motion moved by Legislator Litz. Do I hear a second?
Second, Heppner.
Legislator Heppner seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Resolution number 216, amending capital project number 550, fairground improvements, amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Building and Grounds. I think this
I'll
is
move
like
it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Oh, can I ask a quick question, though,
Dean? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. So does this now, the fairground improvements, does this include all the water stuff that we were talking about last fall and all through the beginning of the year? Or is this something specific, another project that doesn't include that?
So that, if I may, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
So this was the project we had last year for the improvements we talked about, including the northern campgrounds. But mm-hmm. what we're asking for now is the DEC came in and said we needed to make improvements to our wastewater. Otherwise, our speedies permit could be in question. So this additional money now is for the design for that wastewater system.
Okay, I'm just looking. So the bonding for that isn't in here yet, right? Or the money for that isn't allocated anywhere yet? I don't see it.
So we're asking for $14,500 for that. In this amending of the capital project.
Okay.
And we had money for both the northern campgrounds and the water improvements prior.
Got it. Thank you.
So I'll entertain a motion to pass it.
No, if I may.
Yes, Legislator Green, go ahead.
I just, for wastewater, I see a couple opportunities. One is that it be done, of course, with as much attention to energy efficiency as possible, but there are treatment systems, and I'm wondering if this has been considered for I'm sorry, I'm blocking on the title. I know the concept is where you're using reed beds for water purification. Constructed wetlands is the term I was looking for. Has that been considered? I'm wondering a little bit more detail on what the form of improvement to the wastewater treatment system is proposed.
So from my understanding is the requirements came directly from the DEC for this. I don't know what exact system. I believe, Rob, do you remember if it was a chlorination system?
I'm not entirely sure.
Isn't this the funding to do the engineering? So
correct.
It hasn't been determined yet. I mean, right. There's no design yet.
So right. That's an ideal time to request that that energy. If there's a vast amount, I sit on a Mid-Hudson Regional Sustainability Coalition, and the water group has been focusing on water and wastewater treatment systems. And those two suggestions should be included in what the engineers look at. Energy efficiency and the potential for using constructed wetlands, especially at the Ulster County Fair, because that's a place that a lot of people come through, and the staff, for people that are interested, could showcase that. I know that Zumtobel Lighting, Highland, is using that system, and others in the county.
Dave Groskowitz is our project manager. I will certainly pass all that along to him, and then we'll have a discussion in-house to see if we can incorporate any of that.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'll entertain a motion to pass it.
So moved.
A second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 218, approving an increase in funding for design and construction services of campus-wide HVAC installation related to capital project number 542, HVAC upgrades campus-wide, and amending the 2021 Ulster County Capital Fund, Ulster County Community College. Any discussion?
I'll move it.
Second,
motion made by Litz and seconded by Legislator Heppner.
Chairman, so is this is an increase of how much?
This is an increase of about $800,000 for the next phase of the project, Legislator Cahill. So this will include design and construction of a new HVAC system for the Hardenberg building will be where we start. And then we'll be looking at other HVA systems for upgrade.
So this is an increase of the overall project of 800,000, or is it allocating previously approved capital project for the college?
So the capital project has already been included within the capital, within the five-year capital project listing. This is an increase for the next phase of the project, but it's already been included within the capital improvement plan for the county.
So it's not an additional $800,000. Okay, thank you.
Correct.
That's what I was trying to get. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'll entertain a
motion. I believe Legislator Green has her hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jonathan. Legislator Green?
Yeah, I just want to double check that that the improvements are along the line of beneficial electrification and not utilizing fossil fuel in the HVAC system.
Yes, so we'll go ahead, manager. Sorry.
I'm done. Thanks.
Okay, sorry. So we will be, through the design work, we'll be working with DASNY to ensure that we're using all of the best energy efficiency upgrades that we can. These units are very old. Some of these are original units to the facilities. So there'll be definitely improvements on energy efficiency through the design process with DASNY.
Okay, but I do have a specific question that you don't have to answer right now, but perhaps you could get back to me about fossil fuel. For example, at the law enforcement center, some of us were hoping they would go directly to a ground source heat pump, powered by solar. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't feasible at that time So more fossil fuel will be burned and a pipeline extended to the jail. It was determined that that was the best that could be done at that time, but given CLCPA and that, you know, we'd be moving to renewables and significantly reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, energy efficiency is a significant part of that, but I'm specifically asking about whether or not any fossil fuel will be utilized in this upgrade.
Yeah, so we'll get back to you on that, Manajo. At this point, we don't have other infrastructure available, but we'll certainly get back to you with that regarding the usage and potential reductions in fossil fuels and work with DASNY also through that process. And I'll get back to you on that, Manajo.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll entertain a motion to pass this.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
A seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution number 223, establishing capital project number 587, technology upgrade infrastructure Department of Information Services.
I'll move it.
Second.
Anybody have any questions or concerns?
Yeah, I do have a quick question. So this came up in our committee too. So we saw a big request for replacement of personal computers in the sheriff's department as well this month. So is this all part of the personal computer replacement that we talked about during budget cycle, just actively taking place now?
That is in resolution 225.
Okay.
So this is specifically for the network hardware upgrade, like switches, firewalls, no. routers, things Got like it. That that are reaching end of life.
Got it. And then, so 225 is the sheriff's department one, right?
It's a bulk of it is the sheriff's running on Windows 7 devices, which right. are, you know, it was a toss up between continuing to pay through the nose for extended maintenance, which really doesn't get you much versus just doing the upgrades and getting those risky. I mean, they're a cybersecurity liability. Yep. So the goal would be to get them off our network as quickly as possible. And that's part of it. Some of it's in the sheriff's office and others are distributed around the county through other Got departments. It.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's 225 for that one.
Okay, so for 223, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 225, establishing capital project number 588, personal computer replacements, Department of Information Services.
I'll move it.
Motion Second. Made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 227, amending capital project number 568, electric bus charging infrastructure project authorization, the chair of the Ulster of the legislature to execute an amendment customer project commitment with New York Power Authority in amending capital project number 568, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
I'll move it.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. Do we have any discussions or questions? Okay, bearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I'm okay. going to be clear. I raised my hand late that it was to approve.
Correct. Yeah.
You got off easy in this meeting, Sajan.
Yeah.
I just wanted to quickly, Legislator Fabiano and this whole committee, I don't often come to this committee, but thank you for approving the resolution.
You're welcome. Okay, under new business, we have the American Rescue Plan funding. It's $34 million that in the near future we're supposed to receive from the federal government for things that caused us problems during the COVID-19 period of time, most of it, I'm sure. And I'm sure most of you got the email from Chairman Donaldson, who would like suggestions of what you areas that you feel that might be able to use some of this money. So what I'm asking is, before the next meeting, if any of you have anything you want to put in writing, submit it to Nettie. We can get it on next month's agenda and discuss it. Does anybody have anything they want to say on it now?
It's yeah, I fine. Do.
Legislator Litz, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. I know Brian heard this last night, but improvements to infrastructure gives us the best bang for the buck. Our economy right. runs on our infrastructure. If our infrastructure Correct. Is not good, or our economy is not good because you can't get your products to and from where they need to be. So I have a suggestion that this committee write to the Ulster County Transportation Council and ask them to send a letter to the cities, towns, and villages in the county asking if they have any projects, bridges, culverts, whatever infrastructure needs to be improved, buildings, that they send those into the Ulster County Transportation Council in a priority listing so that the council can flesh those out and also report it to us. Because I depending on how the money, I mean, about $17 million is going to go towards paying off our bills with COVID. Another 17 point something million is going to be for projects. And in my lifetime, I've never heard of having money given to us, free money. So we should use it wisely. It's a one-shot deal. and I think it should go for infrastructure. And there's a lot of things in our infrastructure that we can upgrade, replace. I mean, we have deficient bridges in this county by the dozens. And we can also tie that in with the new Green Deal and make things energy efficient. I know there's a lot of buildings around the towns, counties, cities, even the county that need to be upgraded, that need to be replaced. And for years and years that's been postponed, and we've closed bridges because we didn't have funding to do it. It's the first time in my lifetime we're being given funding free,
right?
And we should utilize it wisely.
Okay, now Herb, would you be able to put some of that in writing for next meeting?
Well, Nettie, I think we don't want to wait till next meeting because every committee is putting in their wants and wishes. And if we come in next meeting, we're going to be in last place. I mean, I think if this committee reached out to the Ulster County Transportation Council and asked them to send a letter to all the contact people they have for the cities, towns, villages, and I'm sure the county's already doing this. I mean, on the DPW side. I know Don's probably over there rubbing his hands together on what money he can get.
He spent it five times.
I mean, listen, $17 million sounds like a lot of money.
It's not in this business.
Well, we probably got a half a billion or maybe $1 billion worth of deficient infrastructure in the county that needs to be replaced. And it's not only roads, bridges, and buildings. There's water systems. There's sewer systems. I mean, look at Kingston. The Broadway project is under construction. The Rotary is under construction. And in the middle of it,
they have, I don't know, 800 or 1800 feet of sewer that was added by emergency because it's collapsing under the new construction.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to build something new and then go back and dig through the pavement to replace it. So it's got to be done now. So Kingston floated a bond or whatever. But my point is there's a lot of things out there that need to be fixed. And they always get pushed aside, especially in the towns and the villages. Yeah,
that's right.
They don't have the money. Right. Even if it's an 80-20 match job, it's tough for a town to come up with it. With 80% of a $20% of a $5 million bridge project, or even a million-dollar bridge project. Right. So this is history.
Legislator Cahill, you had your hand up.
Yeah, real quick. So I agree with you 100% there, Herb. You know,
thank you.
You know, one of the things, like, I've been pushing for a project along Lucas Avenue for some sort of pedestrian walkway there. There have been people hit by cars and killed there. A lot of people use that thoroughfare to walk to synagogue on the weekend, and the children use it to go back and forth to Bailey School and Edson School, and there's no sidewalk. And one of the things that I've been pushing for is to try and get something there. I think for me, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to include that in that infrastructure list that you're talking about. And, you know, I will add that as from this committee, that will be something that I will be submitting, that we try and get some sort of pedestrian walkway. I don't even care if you just paint the road yellow in that spot to provide some sort of protection for the pedestrians on Lucas Ave there. Thank you.
Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to highlight a point that Legislator Litz made, because for those who have gone through the packet that I believe went around, that was from Senator Schumer's office, that listed the different municipalities in Ulster County, because the municipalities themselves are also going to get some specific number of funding. And I think what Legislator Litz is spot on in terms of resources, you know, any proposals in terms of matching, or if they plan on, you know, they might have the ability to put X and they might just need, you know, for us to add the Z, you know, any, you know, to highlight any type of creativity or thoughts like that, I think could be, you know, just a wise use of, you know, the resources. Because like you said, 17 million, you know, is a good,
sounds like a lot,
but yeah. It's not, yeah,
but it's not in today's world, right?
But if we're starting, we're talking different projects and adding together, some things can become more plausible.
Okay, so Nettie, this letter should come from the legislature, or this letter to the Transportation Council, should it come from the county executive's office?
It can come from this committee.
It can come from this committee. Okay.
Yeah. And Manna Joe's got her hand up.
Who's that?
Manna Joe has her hand up.
Manna Joe, go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to see a carbon analysis for the projects that are proposed. And I think that the Department of Environment has been doing that for their greenhouse gas inventory. They have a protocol that they're, you know, able to use to see whether the proposals, you know, whether they're going to add to greenhouse gases or reduce greenhouse gases. For example, for sidewalk projects, the Climate Smart Committee has had a couple of presentations on low carbon concrete. So if a project included that, it would be a better investment than one that didn't, and it would be technology forcing. While I absolutely support the concept of utilizing funds to improve infrastructure, I want to be sure that, you know, we're doing it in a way that really is beneficial in the full life cycle analysis. I'll give an example. Folks know that the main reason that there were other reasons as well, but the main reason I opposed the Kingstonian project is that I thought it was a vast overuse of resources to build that walkway when we have a perfectly good road that, you know, could have been made walkable. And yes, people would have to cross the street. They do that all the time, and they do it safely. So I would just really encourage that every bit of infrastructure moving forward, consider the climate crisis in our analysis. And I don't want to make more work for a very busy department, but I do think for, you know, maybe Robert and Don can bring that aspect of the discussion back to the executive branch, who have come out with a wonderful Green New Deal, but we've really, you know, just got to be thinking of it as much as we are trained to automatically think of dollars. We have to sort of force ourselves to automatically think about, you know, carbon and greenhouse gas emissions and climate solutions in as we do this investing. So that's my request.
I can assure you that DPW has definitely the green mindset. In fact, we're meeting with the Department of Environment tomorrow to align ourselves with the Climate Action Plan and the Green New Deal a little bit and push ourselves in the right direction and everybody to get on the same page.
Great. Thank you.
Nettie?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think that you could draft up a letter for the Transportation Council on what we talked about tonight? Okay, thank you.
No problem. And Nettie, if you need any help with that, please reach out to me.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
And Herb, that's you got a really good idea tonight. That's awesome, really.
Yeah, every once in a great while, Dean.
If it comes to fruition.
You know how they say, you know, even a blind nut get, or even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
Anybody else have any new business?
Legislator Fabiano, if I may, I just want to answer Legislator Cahill's question before.
I'm sorry, yes.
It's the Brunswick Bridge carrying County Route 18 over to Shongunkill River into town of Shongum, which I believe is, sorry, memory's a little gray in that area sometimes. It's the Hogerberg Road in the town of Shongum. If you would like us to get a map, I can talk to engineering and see.
There's actually one associated with the resolution. I looked during the meeting myself, and okay. I see where it is now. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, if you look at the plans, they're going to do a nice thing. They're going to take a bend out of the road and put the bridge, straighten out that road quite a bit as well, which is a good thing, you know. That'll be a good place for me to take my car on a nice sunny weekend. In 3 years. No.
I had some new business myself, but being Commissioner Jackson's not here, is Mark Ryder with us tonight? Yeah. He's not there either.
No, sir, but I can send any information you would like to go to the commissioner. I'd be happy to relay.
Well, I don't know. This might even be old business. I've still been getting complaints from foremans and section foremans in the county DPW that they have a major shortage of help. They have good people that are leaving because they feel that the proper pay, they can go do better in other townships in Ulster County. And I know they're without a contract at this time. Are we going to be looking down the road to do any more hiring or maybe help out with raises to keep the interest there so we don't lose these? I understand we just lost a heavy equipment operator within the past week or so who was very, very good because, you know, $17, $18 an hour just wasn't cutting the mustard where he can go to Woodstock or come to Saugerties or wherever and pick up $23, $24 an hour.
Yeah, the average salary difference between us and the local municipalities is about $7 an hour.
Yeah.
So I can tell you, yeah, we certainly have turnover at DPW. We're constantly filling positions. I don't want to say we're understaffed. Will we be looking for additional positions in this year budget? Potentially. It's something we need to talk to with the highway superintendent, Brendan, and the county exec's office. In terms of your questions about looking for additional salary, I, from my understanding, the union's in negotiations currently. There's only so much the county can do in terms of that.
Okay.
So,
because I've been, you know, a legislator now for 16 years, and most of that time I have been on this committee, and I can't ever remember hearing these complaints pretty much on a steady basis that they just don't know these bosses and out in the field how they're going to get a lot of this stuff done with the shortness of help and especially with quality people not staying. You know, so I just hope that in the near future we can really get working on this so we don't start falling behind with road work and bridge work and things of that nature. I hope they make that like a priority.
And I can assure you it's definitely on our radar. It's something that we talk about frequently because, okay, like you said, we want to make sure we can get the work covered that we need to for public safety, right, more than anything.
We've always done good work. We've always done plenty of it in the years that I've been here, and I hate to see that fall by the wayside.
Right.
Anybody else have any
new? I just want to add in there that I know that they're resuming contract negotiations with the CSEA this week. Okay. And hopefully they'll come to something that, you know, will help us along the way here. I mean, we can't expect people to stay here for substandard wages. We can't expect that. It's foolish. Wow. Yes, they get good benefits and they have a good retirement plan, which some other jobs don't offer. That's part of it. And that's part of the trade-off when you go to work for a municipality. But cash is king today, right? People need money. Right. You can't eat your pension when you're 30 years old and you can't take your health care to the restaurant or to the gas station. Right. Yeah. So we really have to consider that. Right.
Sound like this $15, $16, $17 an hour.
No,
you're talking $700 a week.
About paying people that work in McDonald's and grocery stores and department stores and you know, the same wages, right? So there's something wrong there.
McDonald's will make that, and that's why a lot of people, they turn into Department of Social Services because they could make just as much on that or even, you know,
more,
you know?
So we just have to remember that, Dean, when the contract comes to us and it's inflated and we're saying, what the heck is this? But, you know, we really have to remember that, you know, the folks that are in our collective bargaining agreements have been, you know, working with really substandard wages for quite a while now. And sometimes it's really at a point now where it's a breaking point, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes you got to just bite the bullet and put your priorities in order. And infrastructure, like Herb just said, is a major priority for any local municipality. That's like the heartbeat, the backbone of any community. So, all right, does anybody have anything else? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion. Have a good night, everybody.
Everybody, have a good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.